Welcome to Sheriff's Security Legislative Training. The Enforcement module has three components: Beginner's Assessment, Intermediate Assessment, Advanced Assessment. At the end of the e-learning training, you will have the capability to identify which act complements a civil action. This will enhance your skills and knowledge when undertaking civil duties as per Sheriff's responsibilities in the realm of writ for levy of property, property seizure orders, serving documents, judgments for payments, third-party claims, interpleaders, writs of possession, residential act, writ of delivery. It is best to begin the enforcement module with the training presentation. The presentation, although informative, may not be sufficient to answer all questions in the three assessments at the end of the enforcement module. It is recommended that you refer to the acts, i.e. UCPR, CPA, Court Security, Sheriff's Acts, etc. Hints will guide you through the process. Let's look at the different ways Sheriff's officers can serve a document under UCPR 2005, Part 10. We can seize judgment debtors' goods under Civil Procedure Act 2005, Section 106. Let's investigate what household items sheriff's officers can seize. Why don't you join my investigation by clicking on the various household items as we enter each room? Remember, under UCPR 2005, Section 39.6, the sheriff may not cause to be sold any more of the property than is sufficient to satisfy the judgment. Let's look at a couple of questions regarding seizing goods. I'm getting a bargain for that diamond ring. It's worth at least $1,000. UCPR 2005, Section 39.7, Part 2. Property must not be sold by public auction for a price substantially below its market value, as fixed by the Sheriff under Rule 39.10. Section 39.10, Part 2B may engage a suitably qualified and experienced valuer. UCPR 2005, Section 39.11, Part 1A. If at a sale a reasonable bid is not offered for any item, a sheriff's officer has the power to postpone the same to avoid the sacrifice of reasonable value. Wow! Bids at $400! What a bargain!
Good morning, sir. I am a sheriff's officer from Dubbo, here to seize goods under Civil Procedure Act, Section 106. Judgments for payment of money via the enforcement of a writ for levy of property to the total debt amount of $2,200.
Those goods don't belong to me. You can't take them.
Sir, do you have evidence such as a receipt that the television does not belong to you?
Nah, knowing my roommate, she would have thrown it out.
Under UCPR Section 43.3, your roommate can lodge a notice of claim by claimant for any property we seize which belongs to her.
Amanda, I have a copy of the notice of claim by claimant that we can give. Here you go, here's a copy.
Great, here you go, sir. UCPR Section 43.3 gives your roommate reasonable time to submit a notice of claim. Sheriff's Office considers this to be 7 business days.
What happens when she completes this form and brings it to her local court?
We will give a copy of the notice of claim to the creditor. The creditor has 4 days under UCPR 43.6 to advise us if they accept or decline the notice of claim. If we do not receive a response from the creditor, we serve a notice of motion, UCPR Section 43.6 Part 1, to the court, who will issue a summons notice. We will personally serve the summons notice creditor and your roommate claimant to attend court on a set date regarding the television.
I hope they have a receipt, as the interpleader will need to be lodged at Downing Centre, not Dubbo Court, due to UCPR Section 43.3 Part 4B, the court which issued the writ and commenced proceedings.
Here's my roommate. Maybe she has a receipt. Let me ask her. Minnie,
Do you have a receipt for the television, as they want to seize it? Sheriff's officers think it belongs to me.
Of course I do. You cannot take my television. I paid for it. It's mine. Here's a receipt from Herbie Norman with my full name on it.
Thank you. Yes, on checking the receipt against the item, it clearly states your name as the purchaser of the LG flat-screen TV 42-inch. Here is a copy of the seizure notice. All detailed goods are now the property of the Sheriff's Officer under Civil Procedure Act, Section 106.